Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Guide to Joining the Military. I am your host, retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Ostro. And I just wanted to take a few minutes. This is the end of school year, so this is geared towards high school seniors and even some high school juniors who are about to be seniors once their classmates, the seniors now, graduate, then they'll become seniors. And so those people looking or thinking about joining the military, and I have usually geared my shows towards people in high school, what's called non-prior service, and high school seniors looking for a career. Maybe they had this career in mind the whole time. A lot of people do. Their whole goal is to go into the military, and hopefully everything works out for them, and they join. And then there's another category who really haven't thought about anything, and at the last minute decide, you know what, maybe the military would be a good thing for me. And then there's others that thought they had a choice or a pathway. Maybe going to college or whatever, and things just didn't work out. And then they switch gears and say, well, what about the military? So one thing I want to say is this, military career or even joining the military, while it may be and is a good option for a lot of people, when people tell me, and I just cringe when I hear students say, well, if nothing else works out, I'll join the military. Well, there's two things about that. Number one, it is an option, but it should be a well-thought-out option. That's number one. Number two, don't assume just because you want to join the military, you're going to get in the military. While a good number of people that want to enlist are able to enlist, there are quite a few people who don't make the cut. And there could be a number of reasons. It could be a score on the ASVAB, the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery. That happens. Hopefully studying will increase the score and they'll be able to get in. Sometimes it's a physical issue. Sometimes you could be temporarily disqualified. Let's say you broke your leg and your leg's still healing. You may be temporarily disqualified. And sometimes, depends on what it is, you may be permanently disqualified. Also, there may have been some issues in your past with the law. It may keep you from either getting in, or it may cause you to have to get what's called a waiver, which means that you'll have to get approval in order to enlist. So what I'm getting at is this, just because you decide, it's sort of like me saying, well, I'm going to go to work for General Motors. I've decided I'm going to be working for General Motors. Well, that's great. First, I got to apply and have to be interviewed, hopefully, and then they're going to have to hire me. I just don't decide that I'm going to work for General Motors. So, but once again, there are people, I talked to many, many students who from day one, they come in here in ninth grade telling me I'm going in the military. Some of them do. Some of them change their mind over the years. And that's, I mean, obviously 14-year-old deciding what they're going to do when after they graduate high school, things change. But one of the things I want to, and this is one thing that I really wanted to emphasize in this episode, is this. Recruiters, as I said before, and if you read the book, Guide to Joining the Military, recruiters are there for one reason and one reason only, and that is to recruit for that particular branch. If it's a Navy recruiter, that's their job. Their job is to get you into the Navy. If you're qualified, it's to get you into the Navy. If they're an Army recruiter, it's their job to get you into the Army if you're qualified. And I'm not saying that recruiters are going to lie to you and do whatever they can to get you an enlist. That's not what I'm saying. Not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is this. Although they can be very helpful to you recruiters and help you find a career and find a path to go down. Just remember, their job is to get you into that branch. So just like if I went to a Chevy dealer, more than likely that Chevy dealer is not going to point me to the Ford dealer, even if they think that the Ford dealer may have a better deal for me. All right, they're not going to say, oh, yes, you're looking at a pickup truck. Did you know that Ford is giving incentives for new buyers? I don't think that's going to happen. And so it's the same thing. So I've had students, because I invite recruiters to come in all the time to talk to my classes. Now, of course, this past year has been a little bit different due to COVID. Unfortunately, I'm not making light of it, but, I mean, it's just been a different animal this year, the school year, for most people. But I do invite recruiters to come in. And when a recruiter talks to a class and says, okay, the next thing you're going to do, if you're interested, we're going to go take the ASVAB. I'm asking you to please step back. Remember, you are making a career decision. I had a student that said, well, yeah, I think I'm going to join that branch. And I'm like, I thought you wanted to join the Air Force. Well, but the Air Force recruiter is not getting back to me. I tried calling him twice, and he didn't call me back. And I said, with a very straight face, so you're willing to make a career decision based on the fact that the Air Force recruiter has not called you back after you called him twice. So you're going to join another branch because the Air Force recruiter didn't call you back. I said, and once again, talking about car dealerships, if I really wanted to buy a Chevy because I really liked the product and I go to buy my Chevy and the Chevy dealership is closed but across the street is a Ford dealer and they're open, so I go buy a Ford, even though I did all the research on the Chevy and the Chevy is really what I want. Go for what you want. If you're qualified, that's great. If you're not, then you may have to switch gears a little bit. But you're making a career decision, and you may say, well, I'm only going in for 4 years. I'm not going to make it a career. Believe me, I didn't think I was making it a career. When I take your time, do your research, be confident enough to say I want to think about it, or, hey, look, I'm going to go talk to the Army because, yeah, I'm talking to the Navy right now, but what you have to tell me is very interesting, but I really want to go in the Army, so I want to give the Army a shot. I want to talk to the Army. Don't allow the process, and once again, the recruiter, that's their job. Their job is to get you through the process one part at a time: interview, test, physical, enlistment. And then, of course, you go off. That's their job, to get you there. They're running a process. So don't get caught up in that process where, oh, I'm going to take the test, and I don't ever advise you to take a test for one branch when you're not sold on that branch. But, oh, I'm going to take the test for the Army. I really want to go in the Navy, though, so I'll wait and see. But I'll take the test anyway. Because next thing you know, you're going to be processing for the Navy. And then before you know it, they're going to want you to put your hand out and enlist. So do your due diligence. Don't get caught up in the emotional. If you read my book at all, you'll see that in the book I say, don't let your emotions take over. Sort of like buying a car. Oh, that's pretty. That's a pretty car. And you let your emotions take over, and then before you know it, you're in a vehicle that you didn't want, that you're paying too much for, whatever. So do not let your emotions take over. One last thing I want to talk about, and this thing is called the split option. I really want to cover this. I only have about less than three minutes left, so I want to talk about the split option thing. This is one of those things when I talked about earlier about juniors in high school. juniors, as soon as the class, your upper class graduates, you are now a senior, and recruiters can start working with you, and especially guard and reserve recruiters will talk to you about split option, where you can go to basic training in between your junior and senior year of high school and then complete your training after graduation. Why? Now, I'm going to tell you why you might want to do it. You might want to do it if you want to join the Guard or Reserve and you plan on going to college after high school, and that way you got basic training out of the way so you can get your other schools done after graduating high school and still be able to start college on time. Because if you had to go to basic training and then advanced training, you probably would not start college on time. So that would be the reason to do it. If that's not the reason you're doing it, don't do it. Do not do it. No reason for split option. That's really all I got to say. Good luck. That's the other thing I want to tell you. Good luck. If you're graduating this year, good luck to you no matter what you're doing. If you decide later on, maybe you're not interested right now joining the military, join later on. Maybe you're going to start college and realize maybe I need a little bit more money. Maybe I need some educational benefits, a little about education benefits. And so, therefore, I want to join the military. I want to join the Reserve or Guard. Think about it. Good luck. See you next time on Guide to Joining the Military.